Second Chronicles, chapter 24. Second Chronicles, chapter 24. And for the sake of time, I'm going to read Second Chronicles, chapter 24, verses 20 through 22, okay? The Bible says this, verse 20, and the rest of the sons of Levi, wait, Second Chronicles. Okay, I was in First Chronicles. 24, verse 20. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, which stood above the people, and said unto them, thus saith God. Now pause real quick. Who is Zechariah? The son of who? The son of who? Jehoiada, right? Jehoiada, who is the priest. Just to give you a little backstory, Jehoiada the priest helped, guided King Joash, who's in king now, who's the king now, okay? So the Bible says the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, which stood above the people and said unto them, thus saith God, why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord? In other words, why are you disobeying the word of God? That ye cannot prosper. That's the reason why you're not successful, right? You're not prospering. Because ye have forsaken the Lord, he hath also what? Forsaken you. Verse 21. And they conspired against him, and what? And stoned him with stones at the commandment of the who? King in the court of the house of the Lord. Now, whose commandment was? Who told the people to stone Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada? Who told him? The king. At the commandment of the king. Look at verse 22. Thus Joash, the king, remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada, his father, had done to him, but slew his son. Who was the son again? Zechariah. And when he died, he said, the Lord look upon it and require it. I'd like for us to understand that there is a hard reality in life that many times we might not be aware of, or we don't talk enough about. You can pour into people, you can help them when nobody else would help them. You can lift them up, you can support people, you can pray for people. And here's the thing, they will still act sometimes like you never did anything for them. And sometimes, here's the thing, it doesn't stop at ingratitude, right? It turns into a betrayal. That's exactly what happened here. Joash was saved as a child by Jehoiada. Joash, when he was a child, was protected from being killed by Jehoiada the priest. Joash was raised by Jehoiada. Joash guided him to the throne. I'm sorry, Joash was guided by to the throne by Jehoiada. But here's his response as a king. He killed Jehoiada's son, Jehoiada's son, which is Zechariah. Now, it's not just about being ungrateful. That's a warning. Think about it. Here's my first point I'd like to share with you. Some people will benefit from you, but they will never value you. Some people will accept the help from you, but they will never value you. If you go to Luke chapter 17, please turn there in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, and then Luke. Luke chapter 17, verses 17. Here Jesus heals what were called lepers. And these lepers were ostracized by the community, and they were outcasted, right, to their own community outside the city walls. But Jesus, he helped them. He healed them. And now they were accepted back into the community. But look what it says. Luke chapter 17, verses 17 through 18. Look what it says. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the what? There are not found that return to give to glory to God, save this stranger. I want you to see that 10 benefited from Jesus cleansing them from this disease, right, of leprosy. There were 10. But out of those 10, only one returned to say thank you. Only one returned to thank the Lord and value for what he had done in their life. I want you to understand that 9 benefited from Jesus, but didn't value him. 9 didn't value him. Go to 2 Timothy, please. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy is the epistles of Paul. And 2 Timothy chapter 3. If you're there, say amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 says this. For men shall be lovers of their own what? Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. And what's the next word? Unthankful. That's called ingratitude. That's someone that's unthankful and unholy. I want you to see that people will take, but they will not appreciate. Anybody in this situation that just thinks about self, that is a boaster, that is someone that's unthankful, will take from you. They'll receive, but they won't appreciate what you're giving them. Now, I want you to understand that Joash sat on the throne he didn't earn. Jehoiada helped him. He lived a life that he didn't build. Jehoiada helped him. He benefited from a man, Jehoiada, who sacrificed for Joash. He protected this man with his life. And guess what Joash did? He forgot about it. To the point that he killed his own son. Well, he killed Jehoiada's son. There are people who will gladly receive what you give them, but they will never truly value who you are. They'll take your time. They'll take your help. They'll take your sacrifice. But you know what they won't carry? Gratitude in their heart for you, for what you've done. Now, this can apply to parenthood. This can apply to marriage. This can apply to business. This can apply to employment. This could apply to church. This can apply to citizens of a country. Can I tell you something? It's like someone drowning you. Well, it's like someone drowning and then you jump in to rescue them and you risk your life and you pull them out. And once they breathe again, it's like they just walk away. and they walk away like it was just part of the show. They don't say thank you. They don't say thank you for saving my life. How would you feel in those shoes? Amen. That's how we really would feel, right? Imagine there's a man that's working his whole life helping others get ahead. Imagine that this man, he trained people, he opened doors for them, doors of opportunity to give them employment, to help them get better. And there's a one particular young person that he pours into. And he even recommends this young person for a position that's going to change this person's life. They've never acquired a job with this type of salary. As this young person climbs up the corporate ladder higher and higher, he gets to the top. But once he gets to the top, guess what? He stops answering that older gentleman's calls. He stops showing respect to that older gentleman who paved the way for this young person to continue moving up. And when that man's name is mentioned, the man who helped him, he acts like he got all there by himself, this young man. Can I tell you something? It's like that ladder that helped him climb. He acts like it was never there. Are there some people like that that you know of, or maybe at times you act like that? I want you to understand some people will use you like a ladder. They'll climb on you. They'll step on you. They'll rise because of you. But I want you to understand when they get there, what they're going to do to you, it's like a ladder sometimes. They're going to kick you out of the way. This is what happened here. This is a truth in the Bible that happens. It's normal. That's called a heart condition. This is how people are, ungrateful at times. And I want you to understand that Joash, that's who, what he did. He kicked Jehoiada, who was the ladder that lifted him up. Right? That protected him. that positioned him in that place of royalty. And Joash, he didn't just forget the ladder. You know what he did? He destroyed the house that came with that ladder. He killed this man's son. Now, I don't know about you, but that doesn't speak thankfulness or someone that's grateful. Listen, don't be surprised when people benefit from you. They benefit from your investment, but they never value your involvement in their life. It's part of life. It's just how it is. This world is filled with sin. You follow me? And just make sure that when you help people, here's the key for us, the spiritual application. When you help people and when you invest in people and when you love people, just remember who you're doing it for. Not the people. You're doing it for God. That's how you get the right perspective. Follow me? People are going to hurt you, but I want you to understand, you didn't do it for their gratitude. You did it for God, to please God. Amen? They can't touch you like that. It's not that I'm in denial. It's not that I just don't know how to appreciate things in life. I'm just trying to tell you, when you have this perspective, you understand who you are and you know, understand who he is. And he's the one that keeps the record. Amen? Don't expect appreciation from everyone you help. Some people are receivers, not givers. That's just how it is. Here's the second point. I hope you're still with me. Ingratitude often turns into opposition. Ingratitude often turns into opposition. Go to 1 Samuel, please, in the Old Testament. 1 Samuel, chapter 25. And for the sake of time, once I get there, I'm going to go ahead and read it, okay, out loud. 1 Samuel, chapter 25, and verse 2. And there was a man in Maon, whose possessions were in Carmel. And the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Am I in the right one? 2 Samuel. 1 Samuel? Oh, I'm sorry, verse 21. Let me go to 21. I didn't see that one. Amen. It's my handwriting. I apologize. Amen. Verse 21. Now David had said, "Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertain unto him, and he hath requited me evil for good." I want you to understand that ingratitude often turns into opposition. Here, David protected Nabal's sheep. Here, David, while he was in the field, made sure that thieves didn't come and steal the sheep of Nabal. And Nabal here responds with disrespect and refusal when David asks him for some food. Now, my friends, I don't know about you, but unthankful people, man, they don't stay neutral. You have to understand, there are some people in their heart, it's just not right. And I'm going to tell you that their lack of appreciation will eventually turn into resistance. It will eventually turn even to hostility towards you. That's just part of the show. We call them narcissistic people, okay? In case you don't know what they are, okay? They're very selfish. And I want you to understand, because sometimes your kindness becomes like a reminder of what they owe. Oh, you can help them pay bills. You can help them fill their the fuel in their tank. You can help feed their family. You can help even give them positions or opportunities that other people can't give them. But it's always that reminder. Oh, but they're so selfish, right? Yeah, it's always that reminder. Oh, this person helped me. I owe them. I know. That's just how weird people are. That's just how strange they are. You say that, but here's the truth. It's their heart condition. It's not right with God. Because anyone that would pay my bills, by the way, I would be grateful to. Amen. Just fill up the gas tank of my car, I will be grateful. Take me to lunch, and I appreciate some of you that do. Man, I'm grateful. Now, I'm not going to, like, wash your feet and all, because, you know, I just don't do that. Amen. I'm not that spiritual of a servant. But here's the truth. I could at least say thank you. I could at least show some gratitude. I don't have to have that entitled attitude like you owe me. Nobody owes me anything. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all do not owe me anything, okay? Amen. Some people live life like that. You owe me something, so I expect you to pay. What? These calluses, I earned these, okay? I don't owe you anything. I've earned what I got. Yeah. Because I've earned what I have, I understand the hard work that other people put in to earn what they have. And so when they decide to share with me, guess what I'm going to do? Be grateful. I want you to understand, ingratitude often turns into opposition. Unthankfulness, I want you to go to Romans chapter 1, verse 21. I want you to understand that ingratitude is like a step away from the truth. When you and I don't want to acknowledge the truth, guess what we become? Ungrateful, unthankful. Romans chapter 1, verse 21, I understand this passage in the context of it and the type of people it's talking about, but I want you to see their heart. Look what it says. Because that, when they knew God, just that right there should tell you. These people know better. They know God. They glorified him not as God. Why would they do that? Because they can't live the way they want to live. They can't listen to what they want to listen to. Amen. Oh, they have to be held accountable to God's standards? They don't like that. They'd rather be held to other people's standards because they're better than other people, they think. Amen. I'll just keep. Amen. Neither worth what? Thankful. These are ungrateful people that know about God yet choose to reject God's knowledge because they want to live the way they want to live. They don't realize and understand that's the trap. They think they have freedom, but they're in a cage, a bird cage. The door's open, but they're like, no, I want to do what I want to do. I want to sit here and enjoy this. And you're trapped by your vices, by your desires. Look what it says. But became vain in their imaginations. Their thinking was what? Corrupt. It's empty. Their thinking is wrong. Yeah, where do you get your imaginations? Where do you imagine? In your mind, right? Look what it says. And their foolish heart was what? Darkened. So why was their heart darkened, right? Because they had the wrong thinking, right? Because they, they knew God, but instead of obeying God, they rejected God. Amen? You follow this? You say, Pastor, what's the point? When thankfulness leaves, thinking is twisted. When you and I are no longer thankful, we can't think right. We twist everything. Whether it's to justify our actions, whether it's to justify the fact that you want to blame somebody else and you project and you shift blame, whatever it is, your thinking changes because being an ungrateful person is a step away from the truth. Here's the truth. You're ungrateful. But you don't want to acknowledge that because then you're in the wrong. I don't want to acknowledge that because then I lose the argument. I don't want to acknowledge that because I'm the pastor. I'm right. No. If you're wrong, you're wrong. This is the truth. Whether you're a pastor or not, whether you're a Sunday school teacher or not, if you're right, you're right. Not because you're right, because the Word of God says so. Right is absolute. It's not subjective. It's not your truth. I feel like a billionaire right now. I'm a billionaire. I'm going to go to the bank and then tell them I'm a billionaire and give me some money. You're going to be like, what were you on? Are you okay, Pastor? I know you had a stroke, but really? But that's how we live. We're in denial of who we are. Amen? It's too hard to admit because that's going to show, if I'm thankful to somebody, it's going to show that I owe that person. That person is actually kind. That person is actually nice. And it's the opposite of what I am. So it's a conviction. The Bible here says that their heart, what does it say? Is darkened, was darkened. Why? Their foolishness. What's the foolish thing? The way they think is twisted because they're ungrateful. And my friends, I'm going to tell you something. It's like a rescued dog. You rescue that dog. It might be starving. And you found it in the street. You take it in. You feed it. You cleanse its wounds. You make sure that you wait, that it heals. You give it vitamins or shots, whatever it needs to continue growing and get stronger. And then one day, you do the same thing you've been doing, feeding it, touching it, caressing it, playing with it, spending time with it. And then one day, you go reach out and it bites you. Listen, that dog never valued you. They took what you gave it. They were just waiting to get stronger to... It's just part of it, of what it is sometimes. Ingratitude often turns into opposition. I'm going to tell you, when a heart is ungrateful, it doesn't stay neutral. Eventually, what it does, it justifies in your thinking. It twists it on how to go against you. You say, Pastor, where do you see that? I just read to you in the Bible in 2 Chronicles, amen? And there's many portions in the Bible that there are people like that. Amen. It's called selfish people. You know where this word narcissistic comes from? Or narcissist? From Greek, right? Mythology. There was a guy named what? Narcy. He was so caught up with his what? His looks, his image, right? How did he see his image? The first time he ever saw his image was what? He kneeled down and looked at a what? A pool, a pond. He saw this reflection. He's like, wow. That's where he comes from. Someone that's self-consumed with self. They're blinded to everything else. These type of people can't see gratitude. And I'm not saying we have that here. I'm just trying to explain to you there are people in those positions. This is why I'm going to tell you, this is why you've got to have discernment. This is why you have to use the Bible, because the Bible gives you insight to see beyond, what is it, Thundercats? Give me sight beyond sight, amen? Thunder, Thundercats, amen? I'm not trying to promote Thundercats, but I remember growing up watching that, amen? But Leonardo was asking to give it sight beyond the temporary or the short sight that he had. Guess what the Bible actually really does? It gives you sight beyond sight. It helps you see the spiritual. It's more than just the physical appearance. It's not about image. It's about your heart, because that's what God sees. So we can have the eyes of God and view the situations the way God would see it. And even though it doesn't make sense to us because we're going to the absolute truth, some people think they're pulling the wool over others. Some people think this is the way to live life. But can I tell you, my friend, today, it's not. It's not. If you're ungrateful today, I'm going to tell you, you might be close to turning into an opposition. And if that's not you, can I tell you something? You're going to have people in your life that are going to use you, they're going to benefit from you, they're going to take from you, and they're not going to value who you are. And guess what? Then they become your opposition. They'll tell people about you. They'll whatever. Try to destroy your image. It's just part of how it is. I just don't want us to be ignorant. Follow me, without knowledge. Not ignorant, dumb. I'm saying like without knowledge of these situations, because they exist in life. They could be family members. They could be coworkers. They could be employers. They could be pastors, amen? They could be leadership, they could be authority, or they could be just someone sitting next to you. This is real life. Don't be shocked when people you've helped distance themselves from you, disrespect you, or even come against you. Because it's not always about what you did wrong. Sometimes it's about what they refuse to acknowledge and see. Here's the third point. If you're still with me, say amen. Do right anyways. Do right. Pastor, why? Because God keeps the records. Do right. I don't understand. They mistreat me. It's okay. Right? Doing right is not based off of your circumstances or how people treat you or how people view you. You're going to realize there's no power in that. Don't give them that power. Do right. When you're connected to God, that's the true power. What individuals like this don't understand, like Joash, they don't understand they have time against themselves. Time will tell. The truth always surfaces. And if you're doing right, continue doing right. Because who's the one that keeps records? God. That's all that really that matters, right? God, you know my heart. God, you know my intentions, my motives. I understand. Here's the thing. Jehoiada's story is never going to go away. I want you to understand that his story is here in the Bible. God made sure that Jehoiada's righteousness was recorded forever. Like Sandlot, forever, right? See, what about Joash? Well, he may have sat on the throne, but what happened to his life? Judgment followed. The truth came out. Here's the truth, man. People may forget what you did, but God never does. God never does. That should encourage you. Go to Hebrews chapter 6, and I'm pretty much bringing this to a close. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. By the way, thank you. Listen, you say, Pastor, this is nothing in my life, or it doesn't pertain to my life, or I don't need this right now. Listen, I'll even agree with you. Maybe it doesn't pertain to your life right now. But what I would ask you to do is file it away because it's truth. You might have not experienced this in your life yet, but I promise you, when you do experience it, if you file it away in the knowledge of your heart and your mind, when you need it, it's going to help. And you're going to realize, man, that's truth. And it's truth that can help you overcome situations like that. Because sometimes those type of situations, they discourage you. They hurt you, right? Sometimes those situations almost cause you to quit. But don't ever do that. This is the strength. This is how we connect to God. Amen? We go to Scripture and say, God, I need you. If you might not need it right now, but I promise you, it'll happen. Okay? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. If you're still with me, say amen. The Bible says this, for God is not what? I love that. To forget your work and labor of love. That's not who God is. You follow me? He's not the type that doesn't care. He's not that type. He's not the type that's too lazy or procrastinates. You know the type of God we serve? The one that always does the right thing. He's faithful. And the Bible says in Hebrews, is it 6:10? 6:10, for God is not righteous to forget your work and labor of love. He will never forget that, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Men have short memories, but God has perfect records. Amen? We have short memories, but God has a perfect record. Pastor might have not seen the good that you've done, and maybe you did do good, and I probably didn't recognize or acknowledge it, but listen, pardon my short memory, okay? God doesn't have that. Amen? God is perfect. He keeps perfect track of what you do. Amen? And this is what I'm trying to explain. Sometimes we might not feel valued, and it's fair. Amen? It's fair. But God keeps the perfect records. See, this should give you power. Again, you may feel overlooked, maybe unappreciated, maybe even betrayed. But heaven hasn't missed, God has not missed a single act of kindness that you and I have made. He records that. Amen? Can you imagine a man working at a job where nobody ever says thank you? He shows up early, he stays late, he helps everyone. He has good customer service. He covers for others. But leadership never acknowledges it. This man has no praises. This man has not received promotions. This man has no recognition. But after a while, someone asks him, why do you keep working so hard when nobody notices? He smiles and he says, you don't see it, but there's a camera on me at all times. Everything that I'm doing is being what? Amen. Hope you got that. Later on, the owner reviews the footage, sees the faithfulness, sees the integrity, sees what nobody else paid attention to, and rewards him publicly for what he has done privately. You may feel nobody sees what you're doing, okay? This morning, you may feel that no one acknowledges you or gives you the credit, but I'm telling you, God, who's in heaven, has a perfect recording system. The camera is recording at all times. When you come to church and you don't want to come to church, he sees it. Guess what? They didn't do it because they wanted to, but they loved me so much that they obeyed and they came. Some people might not like that, but that's the truth. That's the truth. Guess what? God appreciates that. When the pastor might not understand and has the wrong perception of it, right? And he might say, they have a bad attitude while they were in church. Who cares what the pastor thinks? And I'm the pastor, amen? What does God think? What does God think? Well, I'm telling you, my friend, he's got a perfect recording system. He knows. He sees. He records. God doesn't miss any early mornings. God doesn't miss quiet sacrifices. God doesn't miss unseen kindness that you offer. He's not like Joash, who forgot. Amen? Joash forgot. Amen? But God did it. And I want you to understand that Jehoiada's kindness is still being preached thousands of years later. And guess what? Joash's betrayal is recorded right beside it. Who do you think won that life? Jehoiada. But his son got killed, was murdered. Jehoiada won. God sees it. What is our lifespan but a speck in the timeline of eternity? It's just but a speck, smaller than this. It's just, guess what will be remembered for eternity? Jehoiada's kindness. Right next to Joash's betrayal. Is that what we want to be remembered for? Or we want to be remembered for kindness? Don't let people's forgetfulness make you stop doing right. Do right. Do right. Because even if nobody else writes it down, even if no one else acknowledges, God is keeping record. Amen? Live your life for the applause of God. Don't live your life for the approval of people. It's just but a speck. Our life, even if I lived 1,000 years, it's just but a speck in the timeline of eternity, forever, forever, forever. And what will be remembered is how you lived your life. Did we do it for the applause of people? Yay! Praise the Lord, Victory Baptist Church, in the community. And we want to have a good reputation. That's a great church. Or do we want to say, you know what? When I went to that church helped me. You know, when I went to that church welcomed my family. Where I've gone to other churches and they were not, you know, we weren't welcome because we don't fit the pedigree or whatnot. What do you want to be remembered by, Victory Baptist Church? I want us to understand that we're not serving people in the sense of pleasing them. We're serving God in the sense of we're pleasing Him. Amen? And let me speak plainly. If you live your life needing appreciation from people, I'm going to tell you the outcome of that. And the result is this. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be disappointed. Okay? I'm just trying to keep it 100. That means I'm just trying to be sincere with you, okay? I'm trying to tell you the truth. If that's what you live for, you're going to be disappointed. Because some people will take what you offer, but they will never say thank you. Amen? Amen. Bow your head, close your eyes.